Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another beautiful day. I hope it is where you are. Of course, if you're in the deep south, in areas like Oklahoma and Texas, you can expect Arizona. You can expect temperatures up. Would you believe it? 120 degrees in Phoenix today. Wow. All right. Well, we'll try to stay hot for the hour here. Joining us later on will be legendary newsman Bill Curtis. 50 years on television as a trusted resource and co-host for CBS This Morning for a number of years with Diane Sawyer. Bill Curtis will be joining us now, and I'm happy to say he's still active. But let's turn to our first guest and an issue of importance. I guess you can say it's the psychology of feeling wealthy. The name of the book is The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's published by Korea Press, and it's written by Michael F. K. He's a financial life planner and CFP. You've seen his work in Forbes, Psychology Today, Fox Business, Wall Street Journal, etc. He's here to join us. And Michael, good morning. A real pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. The pleasure is mine.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here to open up. I'm just going to say something and you can respond. I'd rather be rich and happy than poor and happy.
Well, I guess it's all how you define happy. I think when you find yourself chasing a life that someone else imagined for you, or that the media tells you is your standard of success, we sometimes convince ourselves that this is a dream that we have to follow. And the idea is we each get to define that for ourselves. What is it that what does being rich mean to us? Does it mean what we have to vacation on private islands and own private jets and things like that in order to feel rich? Or does it mean that we have to, try and keep up with our neighbors and our colleagues to appear that we're successful? Meanwhile, fighting with the bill collectors and our own internal compass that's telling us, this is just not working for us.
Yeah, no, and all these points are salient points, but I think in order to achieve a state of as much as we can define consistent happiness and bliss and satisfaction is to know that there's enough money there, which is why your service is so important, to make sure that we can pay our bills, we're covered with insurance, we can put our kids through school, et cetera. So isn't it really a balance? And I'm with you on the I'm with you certainly on the fact that I'm not interested in luxurious boats and second and third homes, but there has to be a level where we achieve financial security so that we can live day to day without fear.
Absolutely, I think at the end of the day, what is it that everyone wants is to be able to put their head on the pillow at night and feel a sense that they're on the right path, that they're not going to outlive their resources, that if they value educating their children or helping a parent or an aging parent or supporting a charity that's really important to them, that they can do these things with ease and comfort. But it does all start with what it is that you care most about, what I call your musts. What must happen for one to feel satisfied and heading in the right direction? And it's a process. It's not something that typically happens overnight. We find ourselves living a particular lifestyle because we kind of fall into it. We make more money, so therefore we have to spend more money. We have to increase our lifestyle. And it can become this overwhelming, the dog chasing its tail of trying to find something. How do we define it? So the idea is, yes, I agree with you 1,000%. We must have balance in our lives. We must feel that we can do the things that we care most about. I want to make sure I don't outlive my resources. I don't want to become dependent on my children. So these are things that are vitally important. And in order to do those things, we have to have good habits and good behaviors and good and proper beliefs about what we do and how we do it. And then apply that to the array of, am I managing my taxes properly? Is my estate set up correctly? Is my cash flow in alignment? Am I overspending my discretionary spending? Do I have credit card debt that I'm carrying? Am I adding to my retirement plan? What are these things that I'm doing that are my insurances and risk management programs appropriate to my needs?
Well, one of the things that is attractive about what you do, at least to me, is the fact that you're a financial life planner and certified financial planner. And yet everyone has to be analyzed differently in terms of what their expectations in life are. So don't you find yourself kind of wearing a dual hat all the time as a financial planner and that as a psychotherapist in a sense of diagnosing where these people are and analyzing it because one size doesn't fit all in terms of how to run your life?
Well, I'm really careful about that, the idea of psychotherapist, because what the psychotherapist does is prescribe and not only diagnose but also treat. The work in as a financial life planner is really about listening and helping people articulate their beliefs and then allow them to examine it. And we have a great degree of awareness of where people are coming from when we start talking about their money history. What are those things that have imprinted upon their beliefs that are now their normal? So in a sense of what you said, and again, I get a little sensitive with this whole idea of psychotherapists because we're not therapists.
No, I didn't mean in a formal sense, but you have to understand where people are going and what they want, whether they want to be conservative or whether they want to live life a little bit recklessly. And if indeed they take either path, you have to be able to be perceptive enough in order to see that, because you can't force someone into a box that they don't fit in.
Absolutely, absolutely. The whole idea is really listening to people's stories, and so much of what we do really centers around those stories. So, for example, with people who are older, it's very frequent to hear that either they grew up in the Depression or they grew up with parents of the Depression, and their money messages and their imprints are that about either one of two camps, very defined. They either won't spend a nickel or they can't save a nickel. So the whole idea of their imprint, what they heard growing up, becomes what's normal to them, and therefore that's how they live. So our job is to hear it, understand it, ask them whether it's kind of ask them these questions that turn around their statements for them to analyze. So, for example, if someone grows up with this belief of, I need to keep up with, I need to show the world that I'm rich or that I'm successful, and meanwhile they're struggling with credit card debt and things like that. So the question is, how's that working for you? How is that supporting what you really care about? Do you care more about showing that you are a success versus being able to put your head on the pillow at night and not worry that, you know, you've maxed out your credit cards and that you're getting phone calls and collection notices. So it's really about understanding what they learned growing up about money. And unfortunately, most people learn very little about money. Some people are very fortunate, and they'll hear from their parents, oh, it, you know, save for a rainy day, don't buy something you can't afford. And these are all supportive, wonderful messages that they take with them into adulthood and to those habits that they create.
Now, you're not here to solicit business, but certainly you can make recommendations on how people should choose someone to handle the finances in their life, or at least advise them. I always want to be in control and make the final decision. It's a jungle out there, Michael.
Yes, it is. I think it's very important for consumers to be extraordinarily wary of who they entrust with helping them work through the minefield of the financial world, because I think the Wall Street empire does its very best to make things as confusing as possible. And to be honest with you, it can be confusing, but it isn't magic.
All right, we're going to can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
All right, we're going to come up on a break here, and then we'll give you some good Michael will give you some good solid advice. I don't have any advice. The only advice I give you is to listen to what he says. Michael F.K., The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's available now in Korea Press, and this book can do nothing but help you. We'll be back.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
After school, after school.
All right, we're back, and that was the illustrious Randy Starr with his one single big hit, After School, and we're back right now with Michael F.K. He is a life planner, financial life planner. The name of the book is The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's published by Korea Press. And what I love about this book is you don't get lost in it. And then you've got some way to get directly involved other than reading it. You've got worksheets and questions, et cetera. Talk about that and what they consist of, Michael.
Sure. Well, what I tried to do with this book was to offer the reader the opportunity to it's not a do-it-yourself financial plan, but what it does do is lead the reader through exercises to ask questions about, to make sure that they understand their attitudes and beliefs around money. And then I put in some worksheets that deal with the facts of their money. Where are they today? What's coming in the door? What's going out the door? What does their net worth look like? Are they swimming in debt? Are they, you know, sitting with cash? What's their situation today? So I want them to become very aware of that there's this two sides of one's money life. There's the quantitative, the numbers, the nuts and bolts, what's coming in, what's going out. And then there's the qualitative, is how we feel about money and how those feelings create our behaviors. So I offer a bunch of different worksheets in the book that allow people to work through their own, at their own pace. No one's judging them. No one's reading it. No one's looking over their shoulders to be able to work through their decisions about what would make their life better, what would bring them closer to their values. So I really want them to kind of dig deeply, and I tell them in the book, turn your cell phones off, find a place where you can, you know, turn the TV off, have some place where it's quiet, where you can focus, and that you can bring the truth, put the truth on the page. What I've also done is offered a promotion for people who get the book in the first several weeks. If they send me the copy of the receipt, we'll send them access to the fillable worksheets where they can download them right off the website and work, you know, either work on the computer or a tablet or have a little bit more room to work. And so I really want people to get involved with this. This is about their life and their values and their wealth. This is what the true wealth is living a life that's aligned with what you care about. What's better than that?
We look at this society, and I'm sure you're old enough to see the radical transformation we've had, making this non-political as opposed to apolitical. We've got dealing with just a horrific epidemic of drugs, obesity, and then there's another epidemic out there, and that is poor financial status, bad decisions based upon gambling or other bad spending habits. How do you advise people to turn this around? This is not easy because this is like going to AA, I would think. I've never had the problem, but it's just another addiction.
Yeah, it is an addiction, and it's one that's fostered by habits that become ingrained in them. This whole idea that I must be able to do these things to keep up with. It's about self-image, and don't forget, you can't turn on the television, watch a movie, open up the computer without being just bombarded with these images and stories of people who live a lifestyle that is, really given to the very, very few. But it's in our faces constantly, and this pressure of, I am less than. And it's time to really say, you know what, that's nonsense. I'm not less than Bill Gates. I am in terms of my net worth, but my happiness and my joy, I'm sure he gets as much happiness and joy in his life for the things that he does and his values. It's the same thing with our own, but we have to have scale. We have to have relativity. Does my behavior support what I care most about, or is it causing me to be in this state of money misery? And that's this constant kind of push and pull in our lives about, I need something to make me feel better that I'm okay, and yet that creates more bills, and it becomes this kind of circular life of misery. And it's time to stop. It's like enough. What we see on television, what we hear, people who I've seen this in my career. I started my career as an accountant, a CPA, and I remember someone asked me to come do their taxes and came to this big, beautiful house and walked in saying, oh, I found a client that's pretty well off. And I walked in and there's nothing in the house. There's no furniture. And they were drowning in debt. And they were, you could see that they were living on folding tables. They bought a house way more expensive than they could afford. But yet, they wouldn't change. And this is what they had decided was important. So they had to have this image of being successful. And you know what? If it causes you that much sleep, that many sleepless nights, why are you doing it?
Yeah, it's hard to understand, but many of us fall into traps, and it takes a lot of discipline in your life to make things work. I mean, this is really a general question, and it's not just geared for people who have this addiction, people with bad spending habits, but generally, how do we approach your clients when they come in to begin the process of to do whatever it is that you do in terms of financial planning? How do you approach it?
We start off with some simple financial life planning questionnaires and questions that deal with we want the client to understand, what we want to understand where they're satisfied in their life and where they're not so satisfied in their life. So we want to understand, is their cash flow sufficient for their life? Are they struggling in debt? Are they happy with their level of protection? All these different very general questions. And then the next thing that we want to understand is their money history, their money biography. What did they learn from their parents about money? What are the best lessons they learned? What was their experience the first time they ever bought something with money that they had earned, and how did they feel about it? So there's a whole program of worksheets that we go through with our clients that help us, and more importantly, help them define out what are the issues, what are the things that create the most amount of stress and anxiety, and what it takes to where the changes need to be made. And it's a really interesting exploration. We, in our conference room, we have a box of Kleenex and a bowl of chocolate, and they're both used liberally, and it's okay. it's okay. I mean, money is emotional.
You got it. And the book is an asset to everyone. The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness, Michael F. K. Michael, it's indeed a pleasure making your acquaintance and hearing about your book.
Thanks so much, Stu.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100. But that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
biztalkradio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview, which I enjoyed very much, with Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome back, and I am really delighted to have on, as I said during the break in my first introduction, with legendary newsman Bill Curtis, someone, an individual who is kind of the personification of journalism, and there aren't many left. I mean, that's a simple statement, and I say that with a lot of frustration. Bill Curtis, a trusted resource for TV viewers, more than 50 years, that's 50. Covering events from the assassination of Martin Luther King to Vietnam to Watergate. A lot of you, if you're old enough, will remember him as a longtime co-host of CBS This Morning with Diane Sawyer. He's hosted many documentary programs. I could go on and on here. He's a Peabody and Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist. And he's currently, and I'm so happy to hear he's still out there, he's hosting Through the Decades on the Decades Network. It's a daily news magazine show that offers a unique perspective on historical events that took place in that particular day. I'm going to give you two websites. I hope I have them correct, Bill. Decades.com, DecadesOnTV.com. And welcome. This is an honor to have you on.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's great to be here.
Well, yeah, it's great to be here. And go ahead.
Well, I think I've found my sweet spot. Because what we do to create Through the Decades, an hour documentary every day about this day in history, is go to the archives of CBS News. They've opened them up. So we're drawing from 50, 60 years and discovering things that never made air. They just put them in there, filed them. And it's really quite interesting and a wonderful way to learn history. I mean, we don't have to rewrite history. We just take a look at how it really happened instead of the images in our mind. And this is the way we communicated back in those old days. So thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. Great memories for all of us and hopefully an education for the millennials, the younger people out there, many of whom just don't have understanding or any curiosity about past history. But I think if you watch this with one of the truly greats in the industry, Bill Curtis, you will have an invaluable resource of information. Bill, I want to go back here, and I'm going to put you in a precarious position, but after 50 years of doing this, you won't find this uncomfortable, I'm sure. I come on here quite frequently and talk about how the art of journalism is dying. There are very, very few people out there whose political, and we're not going to get into a political discussion, whose political views have overcome their sense of responsibility to the public. I look back and I think, you know, Tim Russert, I never realized he was to the left, and I never really realized Walter Cronkite was, because they were true journalists, broadcast journalists in their profession. It's not the same today. Has this change aggravated and annoyed you?
Yes. You know, back during the 60s, let's say, during the anti-war protests, a lot of reporters were advocating. They were advocates and said, well, you have the platform. Why don't you use it for the cause? I was never tempted because it was hard enough for me just to gather facts and get a report out. But it does seem that every time I turn on coverage, it's opinion. And, you know, we never had opinion. We actually programmed ourselves to eliminate opinion. And so it's very difficult for me to go on some of these shows and they say, well, what do you think? Or what is your opinion about this? And to me, Cronkite was great because he said, somebody's got to tell it down the middle. And you adopt that as a lifestyle. And that's your, and he was my hero. I didn't see the his leftist. You know, journalists are kind of naturally to the left because we're always looking at problems and challenging the system and how it works. But that's the business of news, the watchdog role. Now it's pretty programmed. A little too much.
Yeah, it really is. And when you look at everything, and Charles Krautham, who's been a guest on this show, the statement, and I agree with him, everything is indeed political. Again, I understand what your role was and the fact that you need to preserve that role here by not becoming opinionated. But I just want to talk about one thing because, of course, you covered Watergate. And you don't even have to respond to this, but I think what angers me tremendously, a lot of things do, but Nixon's 18 minutes, you know, that that were erased. And today you look at Hillary's 2,200 classified emails and the 30,000 she didn't report and she deleted. And yet there are no consequences for these actions. And I'm not saying that Nixon was unjustifiably crucified for what he did, but you can't compare the punitive measures based upon political partisanship back then with what we're seeing today. It's incomprehensible.
Yeah. Well, the 18-minute blank there, Rosemary Wood claimed that she hit the wrong button or a foot pedal and erased it, was instrumental in building the case against Nixon. He was not impeached. He resigned before that. But it played a big role, and the tapes played an awfully big role because there you heard him with vulgarity and gave a different a view, an impression of Nixon.
What was the most impactful moment? You know, incorrectly, I didn't even realize I said impeached, and I know he wasn't. I was around. What was the most impactful moment of your long and illustrious career?
Well, I broke the Agent Orange story. And looking back, we had to go up against five chemical companies that were very interested in not admitting guilt about the defoliant poisoning our own guys, our own veterans in Vietnam. I could kind of see into the future, but gathered the evidence, and it stood and went back, was called back to the Armed Services Committee to play an hour documentary. And indeed, it had aired only on local television here in Chicago. And when it was about 10 minutes in, and the camera zoomed in to a little boy about 5 years old standing next to his father, who was telling me about his problems that really had no answer. The tip of his finger was kind of dangling, held only by skin, a congenital defect. And suddenly the connection was made, oh, my God, could our own chemical warfare in Vietnam have caused birth defects among our own citizens, our own veterans? We didn't care so much about the North Vietnamese, but, the long and short of it, the Agent Orange story is still alive. 200,000 men compensated, 50 diseases now recognized. So as a journalist, you want an impact. You want to be right. And so, first of all, you have to, do we have a story? Yes. Can we prove it? Can we then defend it against the challenges that are likely to come and let the chips fall where they may? That was my pivot point. In my career, I was the first American reporter into Chernobyl. You know, we had earthquakes. It's been an incredible career. Any journalist, you know, if they have the flexibility to get out and choose their own stories, and then came back for 20, 25 years of my own production company, my God, I've narrated 1,000 documentaries and we produced 500. So it's been a full life.
Yeah, and I'm happy to see it still is a full life. I want to give that website out again. It's decades.com, decadesontv.com. And when I listen to that legendary voice, those vocal cords, I say, wow, And I'm in a position to really appreciate that. Bill Curtis joining us, legendary newsman. And we've only got another minute or two. I haven't even time to ask a question, so I'll just drop two things out for you to comment on because they're very historic in nature. And you can say what you want, the assassination of Martin Luther King and the Vietnam War.
Well, the Martin Luther King assassination, one thing that everybody finds surprising is the family wanted James Earl Ray released because they believe that he did not act alone and may never even have pulled the trigger. So the family was actually fighting for his release. They weren't successful.
All right, I just have to ask you just a 10-second comment on Vietnam. Unfortunately, the clock is moving.
Well, you can't sum it up in 10 seconds, but it was an unfortunate experience that we should learn from.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Bill Curtis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Stu Taylor. More when we get back.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com. IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back, and you know, I really love what I do, and it's a special treat to have someone like Bill Curtis on. I was just talking about Bill Curtis with Laurie just a moment ago during the break, and I mean, he truly was one of the greats. And did you hear those lungs, those vocal cords after all these years? Wow. Anyway, a real pleasure. So. Let me make kind of a contradictory statement. And it more and more supports what I've said. Nobody's who's going to know to walk around every day out there in everyday life and say, Stu Taylor, he's the one that broke with this. I've never bragged about breaking a story, and I'm not bragging about it. I'm just telling you that you should be listening to what I say. I said almost from the onset that Donald Trump didn't want this. In an interview we had with somebody, might have been Willie Geist or one of those stooges on. Well, Willie Geist isn't a stooge. Let me correct that. Mike Barnicle's a stooge, and I've known Mike for years. He confessed. Oh, wait a minute! It was Donnie Deutsch, and he told Donnie Deutsch that when he started this, he thought he had a 10% chance of winning. And when this race started, and I saw Trump's behavior, which can be described at times as aberrant and off the tracks, I said, as he started to knock off one opponent after the other, that he can't get out. Can't get out now. He didn't know what he was stepping into when he did it because he never really believed he had a shot at this. And I think he's trying to get out of it today. I know it sounds crazy. What he's saying, I believe, is pretty much right. I mean, I'm not going to come on here and fake it. That Mexican judge was a member of La Raza, a radical left-wing progressive who is undoubtedly out for Trump on Trump University. He should have recused himself. I just wouldn't have called him a Mexican. He was born in this country. He was of Mexican heritage. And the only reason I would have made any reference would be the fact that he's with La Raza. But the way Trump expresses himself, even though I was about to say I agree with everything he says, but I know that he shifts and flip-flops on position, so I'm not sure I can make that statement with any degree of accuracy. But what he's doing, he's either going to do one or two things. He's either going to blow Hillary out of the water if she's not in prison, and she's not going to prison. Or he's going to lose by a lot in this race. Now, it sounds, that's pretty interesting. I don't think it's going to be a close race one way or the other. He's poisoning the waters. And in one way, I don't mind. And here's what supports my theory. In one way, I don't mind because most of the Republicans are gutless rhinos. I could go up and down the line. I can't stomach most of them. I'm not going to pick out the few I can. I just can't stop. You know, I still like Ted Cruz. I know he's not the world's greatest guy. Therefore, he belongs in politics. But Trump, if Trump were truly sincere about this, I believe he would practice what he preaches in the art of the deal and the art of negotiation and all of this and stop alienating the very moderate Republicans who have been repulsed by him. It can't help alienating them because he's going to need support. And he can't count on advertising to cover up the $2 billion that thief and traitor Hillary Clinton is going to raise. And sure, the polls have switched. And one of them shows a big switch of about 7 points and Hillary leading by 12. Can you imagine? Imagine this country with Hillary Clinton at the helm. Imagine first our Supreme Court justices. There's three or four that are going to be replaced. And you know who they're going to be replaced by. If Trump is president, and this is maybe at the top of the list. I think of Medicaid, you think of immigration. Your Supreme Court justices affect the outcome of many, 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 you know, Roe versus Wade, it could go back, and all of these momentous decisions, Obamacare. It's as critical as anything we can have. And Trump is just going to, I can't use the word I want to use, he's going to kick it away. He's not stupid enough. I know he hasn't got the greatest vocabulary. Everything is on a macro level. He repeats the same things over and over. I don't think he's all that well educated. But as a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you want to take a buffoon, a braggart, an obnoxious person who has the right ideas what this country needs, or do you want to take a pathological liar and a traitor? And that, in my belief, characterizes Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just had a screaming match with I shouldn't have, because I always say I'm not going to get involved in this, and especially one-on-one with a friend, or at least he was a friend, if you're listening. No, he's still a friend. Oh, he says it's a non-vote for Trump. And I said, well, a non-vote for Trump, in essence, is a vote for Hillary. He says, well, I can't stand him because he's so obnoxious. And then I started again. I was like, what am I going through this for? And I just turned to him like I'll say to anybody, you don't get it. It's a choice of two. Now Trump trying to negotiate with the NRA. NRA, even though Trump supports guns as I do, question is, where do we begin with assault weapons and then work down to get rid of the 38 calibers you have in your house or whatever you're using to protect yourself? I'm not going on here and saying I have a gun or I don't, or a gun license or I don't. But this criminal element, this, and I'm referring to the recent tragedy in Orlando, is going to go after soft targets. It's that simple, soft targets. And I'd rather have people in schools, people in government buildings, people in nightclubs, stadiums, movie theaters, to have an opportunity to protect themselves, because the government won't go there. And as far as the legalization of getting a gun license, so I'm a terrorist, I'm an ISIS terrorist, and I'm going to get a gun license. Of course, if I can get it, I'll go get it. And I'm going to get a gun license. Sir, we can't issue you a gun license based upon your background. And then the terrorist who's hell-bent on killing a lot of innocent Americans says, well, I can't go out and slaughter anyone. I don't have a license to get a gun. Stop with the nonsense. They can get anything they want. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.